This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Fiona washed houses away and knocked out power in Canada as Ian makes its way to Florida, possibly bringing its own devastation. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Fiona went from hurricane to post-tropical cyclone, making landfall and bringing very high waves, strong winds, major storm surge and flooding. Doug Mercer with Canadian Hurricane Center says one town in Newfoundland was hit particularly hard.
In fact, a house was lifted off and moved.
And he says scores were left without power. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Ian is headed for the U.S., and National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Cangelosi says it's forecast to become a major hurricane.
It's too soon to pinpoint exactly who's going to see the worst of it in the state of Florida. But here's what we do know. We do expect Ian to be a very powerful hurricane, potentially a major hurricane, when it reaches the state of Florida around midweek.
I'm Julie Walker.
After eight consecutive days of protests, Iran's main reformist party called Saturday for an end to the mandatory Islamic dress code for women that's been in force in Iran since 1983. The Union of Islamic Iran People's Party also called for the winding down of the morality police charged with enforcing the code. The protests followed the death in police custody of 22-year-old Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini on September 16th. The reformist party called on Tehran to announce an official end to the activities of the morality police and to authorize peaceful demonstrations. Furthermore, it said an impartial commission should be set up to investigate the circumstances of Amini's death. At least 35 people have been killed and hundreds wounded since the protests began. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 730 people were detained across Russia at protests on Saturday against a mobilization order of 300,000 military reservists, according to a rights group. This came 3 days after President Vladimir Putin ordered Russia's first military call-up since World War II for the conflict in Ukraine. The independent OVD Info protest monitoring group said it was aware of detentions in 32 different cities from St. Petersburg to Siberia. Unsanctioned rallies are illegal under Russian law, which also forbids any activity considered to defame the armed forces. Footage from the same protest showed Russian officers carrying men and leading women to police vans, Russia's first public mobilization since World War II to shore up its faltering invasion of Ukraine, has also triggered a rush for the border by men eligible to be called up for service. Ukrainians in the provinces of Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk are voting on referenda asking if they want their areas to become part of Russia. Voting began Friday and continues Tuesday. Through Tuesday, Ukrainian officials said people were banned from leaving some occupied areas until the vote was over. Armed groups were going to homes to force people to cast ballots, and employees were told they could be fired if they didn't participate. Western nations and Ukrainian officials have labeled the voting a sham, saying it's illegal under international law because the vote is not being conducted by the Ukrainian government. The referenda were quickly organized after Ukraine earlier this month recaptured large swaths of the northeast in a counteroffensive. By incorporating the four areas, Moscow could portray attacks to retake them as an attack on Russia itself. Ukraine says it will never accept Russian control of any of its territory. A new photo of Britain's King Charles has been released. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has that story.
King Charles III has been pictured taking up his new state duties in Buckingham Palace for the first time. In the image, the monarch is seen looking into his official red box, which contains documents from the British government and the Commonwealth. In a sign of royal continuity, the picture is taken in front of a photo of his late parents, Elizabeth and Philip, which the pair had gifted to King George VI in 1951, the year before Elizabeth became queen. During her own reign, Queen Elizabeth II was also regularly pictured with her official red box, which each monarch receives from their private secretary. Zaria Shakili, London.
Our top story this hour, the storm Fiona has washed away houses and knocked out power in Canada as Tropical Storm Ian makes its way toward the U.S. state of Florida. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.